5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 7:51 p.m.
Well, obviously, that time is incorrect. The actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I am the number one mushroom hunter. And that's what we're doing today. I am outside. I am outdoors walking around. It's a lovely day. A lovely day for mushrooms. It's about, it's less than 60 degrees Fahrenheit. It's about 15 degrees, 14 degrees Celsius. It might have rained. It was supposed to rain yesterday. It didn't. And then around dusk, it suddenly got cold. Temperature dropped 15 degrees, 15 Fahrenheit degrees. And yeah. And then it looked like it was gonna rain. And I think it did rain. I went to bed at around 3:30. It hadn't rained up until that point. But when I got up 6 hours, 6.5, 7 hours later, and I was looking out the window, it seemed like it had rained. My deck was wet. There was other evidence of rain. But it's actually kind of dry. And the grass I'm walking through, although it is leaving some moisture on my shoes, the dirt is really dry. I don't think it rained much. Where are we today? We are at the OPPD Arboretum. I'm about to cross my second bridge as I enter the forest. Okay, a bit of word about, a few words about the OPPD Arboretum, in case you haven't heard this before. The OPPD Arboretum is an interesting section or quarter section of land that surrounds an electrical power station. OPPD stands for Omaha Public Power District. They are the people that make electricity. Oh, I love them so much. I love you, OPPD. Well, sort of here in my neighborhood, we have this arboretum. This was built around an electrical substation, and it's an old farmstead that has sort of been turned into a park. But it's not a public park. It's owned by the electricity company, which is in turn owned by me and everybody else in Omaha, because it is public power. Omaha Public Power District. Ooh, hey, a tree fell over here in one of my morel zones. Interesting. And so OPPD built this park as a public education thing where you can go and learn what trees to plant on your property. Trees that won't interfere with power lines, but trees that will shade your house and make sure that you don't use lots of excess power. So on this property, there's a bunch of stuff, and there's also a wooded area that has some walking paths that go through it. And that's where we are. We're on these walking paths, walking through the forest, and we're checking for mushrooms. We're looking for all kinds of dudes today. We're looking for any dudes we can find. Maybe turkeys, maybe marmots, maybe deer, but man, I'm looking at all this. I don't know if we're gonna find any marmots. But most importantly, because it rained, we're looking for mushrooms. Now, as I said, yeah, look at how dry this dirt is. I don't think it rained very much. But I do know that mushrooms are popping. And morel mushrooms are going to pop soon. We need more rain. I'm standing in an area where we almost always find some. At least we have for the last 3 or 4 years. I'm not seeing anything. But again, let me say that the dirt is very dry. I'm basically standing in the deer path corridor. This particular path that I'm on used to be a deer path. This is just where the deer would walk through the forest. But then people started noticing, namely me, started noticing, hey, there's a deer path, and I would walk along it, etc., etc. Apparently some other people got the idea as well, and then that tree fell over there, and then they made this into a sort of a little loop path. They took about half the deer trail and they laid down bark mulch. Good speaking English, Tub. So we've got bark mulch on the deer path, and then the deer trail, well, it's hard to see because now that these trees have fallen down, you can't see where the deer trail used to be because the deer don't walk on it anymore, but it goes right up there. That was my favorite part of this trail, because you'd be walking along the deer path and that's a blind corner right there. And I don't know how many times I was walking up there and just turned the corner and there'd be a couple of deer just standing there, you know, like 4 meters away. And they turn around and they look and they go, huh? And I was like, oh, hi, deer buddies. How are you today? And they would say, yeah, we're good, but you're kind of in our face. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to turn around. Don't want to hassle my buddies. So the weird thing is, last night, I was kind of planning on, wait a minute, where do I want to go? Do I want to cross this bridge now, or do I want to, yeah, I want to go up here. We better check this area up here, because this is also a good area for dudes like turkeys, and deer, and marmots. Yeah, okay, there go the cops. If you're hearing heavy traffic noises, it's because this property butts up against the interstate, the 680 loop. 680 is the I-80 loop that goes around Omaha. Well, it used to go around Omaha until the city grew enough. I'm on the outside of it. I can see the cars flying by. I can see the signage on the interstate that says the Fort Street exit is coming up in 1.5 miles, etc. But this is a little area. This little area is tucked up against where the creek comes out from the interstate and blah, blah, blah. So yeah, we got a lot of traffic noise. They barked all of this too. I can often find turkeys back here. We are in turkey season. All these past few nights that I've been going to Herrenhaven to look for golf balls and stuff, On the way back, I've been driving up Manderson Street, and I have been seeing turkeys. I saw some turkeys last night. I did go down to Heron Haven last night. I went to the creek and I went to Heron Haven, and I found about 6 golf balls at Heron Haven, just all white ones, nothing interesting. And there's nothing interesting in here either, so I'm heading back out. So, I have a lot of golf balls. I gotta stop picking up white golf balls. I might be going crazy. I'm also looking for... I'm not just looking for morel mushrooms. I'm also looking for any kind of mushroom. Any type of mushroom at all. Just to give me some indication of the moisture levels in the ground. We need to find ourselves some comprinus. We need to find ourselves some LBMs. We need to find us some mushy, mushy mushrooms. Mushroom buddies. I have found some mushrooms this year. A couple days ago, when I was climbing the cliffs of the creek for golf balls, I thought I saw a dirty golf ball at the base of a tree. So I went over to check it out. It was not a golf ball. It was a mushroom, and there was 2 other mushrooms by it. I thought, wow, that's interesting. All right, so I'm crossing over. What is this, the third bridge? The third bridge. There's a lot of bridges here. Because there's two little creeks that run through here. They wind themselves around. And what's that? That's just a bird. And so there's lots of footbridges. How many are there exactly? I don't know, 5, 6, 7. I've tried to count them in the past, but I can't count that high. Okay, I'm standing in the little amphitheater. There's rainwater on this bench. Okay, so we got rain here, just not a lot. Dun dun dun, I'm looking around. I want to go tromping through the woods that way to see if there's any marmots over there, but we're not going that way right now. We'd have to turn around. We got to go up here. We got to check the secret mushroom ground. That's the secret place we need to check. We need to check for conditions, because if the conditions are good there, then the conditions are good everywhere. Well, when I say everywhere, I mean all my usual places. So let's get up in here. It is starting to green up. Everything under 3 meters tall is leafed out. All the big trees are starting to bud and have little tiny leaves. Grass is turning green and is growing. I'm also looking over here into that marmot birthing den area. I don't see any mottis. I don't see much of anything. Usually there's lots of caprinus popping up around those logs too, but I'm seeing... wait. I might be seeing a little mushroom. Is that a mushroom or is that just a leaf curled up? I can't tell from here and I can't get there. Somebody, the groundskeepers have thrown some loose brush in here. But I am prepared. I got a paper bag and a mushroom knife in my pocket in case we find any more else. I also brought my camera. But I don't think we're going to find anything. But we gotta look. Which means the first thing we do is walk up here to this tree. Now see, there's a lot of other weird stuff right around here. There's a lot of Xylaria. There's a big Xylaria mycelium right here. And now we gotta check this tree. This tree is the witch's butter tree. Witch's butter tends to not pop until later, but we always gotta check. And while we're looking at it, we look back the way we came, we look around to make sure nobody's looking at us, and then we just kind of do this secret move and go through this foresty bit. And now we're in the secret mushroom ground. And look at this. The little violets in the ground cover are looking good. This is about the, it's a little bit low over here, but this is about the height it all needs to get to. Now this path is a little damp. Not as dry as the others, but it's also covered. All right, so we are in the morel zone. Conditions are beautiful. We just need more rain. I'm gonna assume the position. I am now down in the morel spotting squat. And I'm looking low. I'm trying to look under all the leaves and stuff. I'm not seeing anything. But let me tell you, we are on red alert. High alert for morels. The next couple of good rains, and they are gonna pop. They are going to pop. All right, so let's work our way further up into here. Yeah, back here in the secret mushroom ground, there's a deer trail. And we often run into deer back here. Let's see if we can find any today. Now, I got to look back under this big tree, because under this gigantic tree, we can always find some. I don't see any. But they're coming. I can hear them or something. It might be telepathy, but I can hear the voices of little nascent Morchella esculenta calling out to me saying, "Tobe, Tobe, we're on our way any day now. Come back and get us after it rains." And I'm saying back to them, "Oh, I shall." All right, so let's, this is one of my favorite areas. This is where everything, the forest sort of changes. It thins out, we get different trees, and there's none of that stupid, whatever that stuff is called, the honeysuckle, whatever, the invasive species stuff. There's none of that in here yet. It's moving this way, though. And so you can walk through here, and there's actually like forest floor that you can see. There are fun mushrooms back in this area, too. We have found fluted helvella, among others. And the path is kind of dry up here. Yeah, and once we get up here, there is some of that stuff up here, but there's other brambles trying to push it out. There's old marmot dens over there. Let's move up here. No nettles yet, so we can walk through here fairly easy. This is a high nettles area. Ooh, a big tree fell over and smashed the fence over there. That's good. That means now animals have a way to get through there. Well, maybe not. Well, deer could probably jump that, but that's about it. All right, let's keep working our way up here. Now, this is a good place for deer, too. They like to sort of bed down over here in this area because they can hide. And we've been through here many a times on Dubious Goals Committee and noticed deer just sitting on the ground 5-6 meters away looking at us going, "Hi, hi." But I'm not seeing any of my deer buddies today. Nope, nope, nope. So now we just sort of veer off to the left here. And then there's this big patch of sumac that we gotta get through. Gotta duck, wind around in here. I'm in the big sumac patch. Instead of leaving the sumac patch, let's continue to follow the deer trail. See what's going on up here. Last year it was along this trail about another 100 meters north when we ran into that owl. Remember when we had to sneak in here because of COVID last year? Everything was closed and we had to sneak in the back way. That's when we ran into that owl. In the middle of the day, just hanging out in a tree. Talking to us. Hoot, hoo! Hoot, hoo! Alright, doesn't seem like there's much action going on back here. Alright, let's sort of head back to the main area. I started to mention this earlier, but last night I thought of something kind of strange. And I thought that's what we might do today, but due to the weather, no, we had to come out today to do mushroom business. I'm now leaving the sumac. And once you leave the sumac, you can walk between these big old pine trees and stuff, and you can get right on the main path that leads back to the common zone. Okay. But last night, around midnight or so, I was just sort of sitting there looking at some of my equipment. And I was thinking about batteries. And I bought some batteries a couple weeks ago to put in my remote control for my TV. It's a long story. This is a dumb story that you don't even need to hear, which has to do with my recycled batteries. And this is just a dumb buildup to tell you that I finally, for like 60 seconds, I finally plugged the OP1 into the pocket operator. Yes, I finally, after how long has it been? A month? More than a month? What is that up there? Let's go up here a second. You know, how long have I had the OP1? And it's taken this long to hook it up to the pocket operator? What is back here? This looks like, I don't know. Somebody might have spent some time in here. Yeah. I finally plugged the OP1 into the pocket operator. And I don't like it. Because of the whole gain problem with the pocket operator, you know, now, but it's kind of fun. It took me a second to figure out what modes to use. But, you know, it's kind of odd, but it worked out. And I did get it to work. And then I said, okay, well, that's what we'll do tomorrow on Dubious Goals Committee then. And I was even thinking about taking the stuff somewhere. I was thinking, you know, we'll put all the Swedish synthesizers in a bag and we'll take them to Herrenhaven and we'll just have a teenage engineering nature synthesis jam while looking for golf ball. So that could happen soon. It's not happening today, because today is mushroom day. And they kind of cleaned up this area over here. This is sort of weird. But look at this tree. This tree is in full bloom and it has all these little purple flowers. And they're not even open. All the flowers are just these little buds that are going to open up and become purpley. Purpley flower business. All right, so what else did I? Oh yeah, I was gonna make a beat. Yeah, blah blah blah. We gotta check my. Oh damn! Look at them. Look at them. Oh yeah. Okay, I couldn't even bring it up before I saw them. But this is like my secret, private yet public, chive garden. I was just about to say, we got to come down here to see if my chives are growing yet. I can see them from here. Let's get down here. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're looking good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, we got some spiral ones, too. Now, these chives are about... Oh, geez, some of them are really tall. This one particular chive is 45 centimeters tall, but then they're mostly about 30 centimeters. I forgot all about the chives. Do I want chives today? Do I have any food at home I can put chives on? Yeah, we'll just leave them. We'll leave the chives for now. And we'll go down here and check some known marmot dens. There's one right around here. Yeah, okay. Oh, this is not in use. This mati den is not... Ooh, oh my god, but this one has. See, actually, this is kind of a big one. And here we have two holes. This one's got dirt and trash kicked out of it. Out of the hole. I wonder if there's a mati in there. And the exit hole also has dirt kicked out of it and leaves. Oh, there could be a mati in there. And that, I wonder, is this a birthing den? This could be a birthing den. I'm gonna back off. Okay, good to know. We have a potential marmot den right there. I kind of want to go stomping into the forest now to see if there's any other mati business over there. Yeah, there's another den up here. Is it behind this burdock? No, it's back a little bit further. Where is that exactly? Okay, there is the hole right over there. It does not look like it is clear. And I can't get a good angle on it. But yeah, no, it doesn't look like... Doesn't look like that's been dug out. Okay. So the next thing to do is we're going to ford the creek. We're just going to... Yeah, there's no water going through the creek right now. And look at this. I don't think it rained much. Otherwise, this area would be wet, and it's not. So I'm just going to step across the creek, walk back up here onto this path. This little ford is where the where all the groundskeeper vehicles have to cross the creek because their vehicles are too wide to go over any of the bridges. And we're going to approach this bridge up here because this is the Mati Bridge. Marmots like to... Well, there's a den under there, and they like to get under the bridge, and then they jump out at unsuspecting tourists and make them pay a toll. They are extortionist tolling marmots. Is that a piezo element laying right there? Do I want it? Can't be bothered. And as I walk over this bridge and cross the creek again, how many bridges have I crossed today? Let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I crossed 5 bridges. And as soon as you get off that one, you're just 30 minutes from my car. I mean 30 meters from my car. So let me just say that you have been listening to the Dubious Looking for Mushrooms Committee, a show disguised as the Dubious Goals Committee that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and just let me tell you, we're going to be looking for mushrooms if it rains, so be aware that that could happen. Maybe we'll get some synth business in on the side, but bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.